KSA Radio News with John Hunt.
At least 9 people were shot, 2 fatally, when gunmen opened fire at a music video shoot in a parking lot near Houston. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said details are still preliminary. It appears that a group of men was filming a rap video in the parking lot of an office park. 4 people were wounded and taken to hospitals with varying conditions, but it's possible more people could have been injured and sought treatment on their own. The remains of 6 people were recovered at the site of a tour helicopter crash on a Hawaiian island. Here's Solomon Canolo, the battalion chief of the Kauai Fire Department.
The passenger manifest confirms 7 individuals were on board the aircraft, and we have recovered 6 sets of remains. There are no indications of survivors.
The search was suspended due to fog and poor visibility. More searches will resume later today. This is USA Radio News.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
A 17-year sentence for a New York City man who sought to aid the Islamic State group by trying to kill an FBI agent is shockingly low, according to a federal appeals court, and it ordered a judge to re-sentence him. The 2nd U.S. District Court of Appeals in Manhattan ordered a new outcome in Brooklyn Federal Court for Fareed Mamouni, saying sentencing guidelines that recommended an 85-year prison term for him reflect the judgment by Congress that terrorism is different than any other crime. One of the 3 judges on the appeal panel said it would be fine if Mamouni received the same sentence again if the judge would better explain the reasoning behind it. One of the largest school districts in the United States has announced it will allow students 1 excused absence per school year to participate in civic activities such as protests. Fairfax County Public Schools in Virginia plans to start allowing the absences January 22nd. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Japan executed its first foreigner in 10 years. Wei Wei, age 40, was hanged at a detention center where he had been on death row for more than 16 years. Wei was convicted of robbing and killing a clothing store owner and his wife and 2 children at their home. He and 2 Chinese accomplices dumped the bodies into the ocean after attaching weights to them. Japan has maintained the death penalty despite growing international criticism. Amnesty International said the hanging showed Japan's shocking lack of respect for the right to life. Astronaut Christina Koch launched to the International Space Station on March 15th, now marks her 289th day in space, breaking retired astronaut Peggy Whitson's world record for the longest single space flight by a woman. Koch has participated in 4 spacewalks, joining astronaut Jessica Meir for history's first all-female excursion in October. She plans to venture back outside twice more in January, again teaming up with Meir to complete the installation of new solar array batteries for the station's solar-powered system. When Koch returns to Earth February 6th, her time in space will stand at 328 days, just 12 shy of retired astronauts Mark Kelly's U.S. record set in 2016. The all-time single flight record, 438 days, was set by cosmonaut Valery Polyankov in 1995. Whitson still holds the U.S. record for total time in space, 666 days over 5 flights. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.